is and will continue to do. We just gathered together in the house of God just to praise the Lord with our brothers and sisters in the Lord. Because our place of worship is everywhere we go and everywhere we be and everything that we do, we are worshiping the Lord because we are the church. It's not this building, it's just a place for us to gather together, one with the other, and to look in one another's face, and maybe we have to touch and agree on a few things. And in order to touch and agree, you have to be where the other persons are. And that's why we gather into the house of God from time to time. So we're just here to continue to bless the Lord and to give him his honor and his praise. Speak his word and let the chips fall where they may. God is good. My brother Gerald right there. God is good. He is better than good. And I love him so much. And I do what I do only because I love the Lord. And I'm looking for a city that's not built by hand, but eternal in the heaven. A short putting out this morning as the Lord has spoken. I was trying my best to get to Sister Jones. I saw Sister Jones all the time. But when I saw Sister Jones, I just could not remember to say that she should be speaking on this Sunday. He just didn't let me do it. And so when I went to sleep one night, he spoke in my spirit and I was standing right here where I'm standing now. So I knew then I was supposed to stand here, but she knows she has the rest of it. But we give God the praise and the honor and the glory. And I'm going to do exactly what he showed me and what he gave me. This is not my message. This is his message to his people. God loves his people, whether you're good, bad, or indifferent. Whether you're saved or not saved, God just loves you point blank. He can't do nothing else but love you. I don't care how evil you are, how good you are, how rich you are, how poor you are. God just loves you. And he will do any and everything for you if you just call on his name. Now, he's a God that honors and honors those that really follow him and walk in his presence and live according to his will. He just do what you call favor. You know, people have favoritism. You know, God will do for everybody. Because everybody in this building came in this building this morning. So you are blessed to be in the presence of the Lord. But those that are not in this building and they are still walking around with all the health and the strength and they have mobility, they're still blessed by the Lord. They just don't know how to praise him as we are praising him today. But let's say give God the praise. Say thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord, that I have a little bit more understanding to know that I need to lift my hands in the sanctuary from time to time and bless the Lord. It's just that everybody don't know that's what they need to do. So we just pray that God will breathe upon them as we go and as we lift up his name and we show forth the praises of God. They will ask questions. I'm feeling good already. Oh, I told God, I don't know how you're going to put this together and what he showed me, but I tell you, he knows what he's doing. He's good. And I'm telling you, it's a short demonstration. He's taking us over into another realm of demonstration with power. Because you can remember more what you see than what you hear. And when you see it, as he told Joshua, see yourself into that city. Even though those walls were so thick and there was no way to get into that city. He said, Joshua, just see yourself in there. And because Joshua saw, he was able to get in the city without even knocking down a wall. He brought the wall down himself. And we are in a place where God is doing his own business. We don't have to lay hand on the sick. He just look at your heart and faith. And you believe it and he just heal you. You just speak the word and he do the work. Oh, I blessed the Lord this morning. And as I was standing in my dream, as I said, Lord, you do your business. And I'll do my part, you do the rest. I was standing right here reading Psalms 1. And he showed me a little demonstration on it. And when I began to study Psalms 1 again, which everyone in this building, I'm sure, well, the majority knows Psalms 1. David. And this is women ministering biblically. So it goes this way. I'm a woman and I'm ministering to everybody. So I'm women ministering biblically. So we're talking to everybody. So today he brought up David, a man that ended up being after his own heart, because of his heart, because of David's heart, not David's actions, but because of David's heart, he became a man after God's heart, because he sought after God. And David started out as a shepherd, a young boy, started out as a shepherd, just taking care of sheep. And from that step, he became a young man, and during the time of his sheep caring, God had allowed Samuel to anoint him as a young boy. He was about 17, 18 years old when he received the anointing, but he was an old man when he got to the throne. Woo, hallelujah. So when God anoints you as young, don't worry what happens in the middle, just keep going. Is that right, sister? Just keep going. It doesn't matter what's taking place right now. He has a destiny for everybody. So during the trials he went through, my dear brothers and sisters, he went through, he was anointed, went back to the field. He didn't run and jump out and start a church. He didn't go nowhere. He went back to his sheep because he was a shepherd. And he didn't want to come in the first place. He was called in. So he came on in because all the people that looked like they should have been, Sister Robinson, that looked like they should have been, God said, I don't want those that look like they should have been. I want the one that I've already called. Young fella. Called his daddy, called him in and said, I got a little one out there in the field. He's just taking care of sheep. Bring him in. So it don't matter who's out there. If God wants you to come in, you're coming in. Brought him on in. The oils wouldn't open. The bottle wouldn't open. Sister Danette, the bottle wouldn't open. No, those ones that looked like they should have been. The oil won't come out. If you're not the one, it ain't coming out. Don't even try to open the bottle because it ain't coming out. But when God said, that is it, that is it. The oil came out. He was anointed. Went on back taking care of his sheep. Kept on down the line. He went from being a shepherd. He went for taking from being a shepherd, taking lunch to his brothers at the field, became a killer of the giant, got his praises, got up, became a man, turned around and turned to be a sinner, an idolater. Went back and been a saint when the man told him it was you that was the bad man. From a saint to a warrior, after being a good man to a sinner, back to a saint. So it's okay about the yo-yo and the up and down. As long as you get to your destiny right. Woo-hoo! Because it is what it is. What is to be has already been, in Ecclesiastes. What is to be has already been. And God already required a past, because what was in the past coming back in the future. It's just a revolving door. Nothing new under the sun. So everything goes around and around. He got himself straight. Came a conqueror, a warrior, then a conqueror. And from the shepherd and taking care of sheep to the king's palace. We on a journey, y'all. Just keep walking. Keep walking. So David had a journey to take, and I don't know why he wanted me to talk about David today, but I'm going to talk about him, do what he said, and we're going to be right off. Because the demonstration will do the work. Sister Anchorage has already picked up on that, moving in the spirit towards demonstration with power. And I'm guarantee you that whatever God demonstrate, it has worked already. On last Sunday, the demonstration was bringing the bed that was carrying the man to the man carrying the bed, because God touched him and healed him, delivering him. I'm going to tell you that the last Sunday healings are real. And anyone who got healed on last Sunday, received it and believe it, you're healed till Jesus come. Hallelujah. God said, my word do not return back to me void. It shall accomplish whatever I send it out to accomplish. It don't go back. It stays in the air. You pull it down as you see and understand that you can pull it down. It's a beautiful plan. God is so nice. He's so nice. And it says in this verse, Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of the sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. In this first verse, he tells us about our walk. He tells us about our stand. And he tells us about our city. In this first Psalms of David is the catalyst or the creed for the entire 150 Psalms that is in the book of this, in this book. And if you don't know it, it's divided into, it's five books of the Psalms. They're just divided into division. There are five books. The first book is from 1 to 41. That's the first book of Psalms. And then you have divisions under the books. So he starts with our walk, our talk, and our sitting. And it tells us about the character and condition of a godly man or woman or boy or girl. The Lord knows those that are his by name. But we must know them by their character. The character of a good man is given by the rules he chooses to walk by. That's where your character comes out. So he told us in this lesson, you are blessed if you do not walk in the advice of those that don't really know what the word of God is saying. Don't walk in their advice unless it's coming out of the word. He said, you're blessed if you don't do that. Don't walk with them who say, I know, I know. Then he says, nor stand it in the way of sinners. Taking up and going where sinners go, where you know you should not be as a child of God. Don't stand, because if you are a child of God and you are where you're not supposed to be, doing what you are not supposed to do, and the sinner man see you and know you, know your testimony, know who you say you are, have visited you in your church in your worship and praise, you are standing in his way because he don't know what they supposed to do. And since you are not living like you say you are living or testify, and here you are where I am and doing like I'm doing, how am I going to know how to live? I'm confused. So he said, you're blessed if you don't stand in the way of the sinners, meaning live what you say. Because your character comes out, what you say, what you do, and where you go. That's your character. Then it says, do not sit in the seat of the scornful, meaning the scoffers, complaining. This is not right. And that is not right. And why is not done this way? And why is not done that way? He said, when you sit in that kind of a seat, you're causing problems. So don't sit in the seat of the scornful. That first verse covers the whole book. The whole 150 divisions of the Psalms. The godly person is known and blessed by God. And it then is going to tell us about the ungodly, but we don't want to deal with that today. We already know how ungodly people live. We're not even going to touch that, because I'm going to jump to the bottom. He said, the ungodly are not so. Let's get them out of the way. The ungodly are not so. They are like the chaff which the wind driveth away. They are driven away by a force they do not even know. A chaff has no worth. We eat rice. And rice grows into a little corn or kernel, whatever you call that little thing on the outside. But in order to get rice, when we buy rice out the store, they have already, what's that word in the Bible? They've already, you know, thrust it. It's going to the threshing floor. And they thrust it all out, and what you have left is the wheat. And so, if they want to clean the floor again, I'm sure they'll take a big fan. The Bible says his fan is in his hand. God said, my fan is in my hand. They fan all of those worthless things, even though they were used. to develop the wheat after the wheat is developed is not needed. You don't want to put no trash in your pot. Even in your pigeon peas, when it come off the thing, it be the little thing, they tell you, even though they cleanse the peas and all that, they say, wash them again, because what they were made on, you might find a rock, or you might find this and that. So wash them good before you cook them. So he said, the ungodly are not like the godly. They're like the chaff which the wind driveth away. And so they won't be able to stand in the judgment of righteous. They're going to lose their way. I think Sister Ray read it quite well. I don't want to go over what she's read. But here we come to where he said he wants me to really put the emphasis at. The second verse. The second verse. But his delight, the godly man or the godly woman, but his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law do he meditate day and night. He takes pleasure. He's always, or we are always, the godly people are always happy and joyful to get into the word. You delight, you have pleasure, you use your energy, you use your time. I say we use our time to delight in the laws of God. And the laws of God is just this. That's all. It's the word of God. And we meditate on them day and night. Why do we meditate or need to meditate on the word day and night? Because there are some things that God must tell us, not while we're reading it, but when we get quiet. When we get to go back over what we have read from the scriptures, he can speak to you, and you can speak to yourself. You can ask yourself the question, after you have read the word of God, do my life measure up to what I just read? Am I in full connection with the Holy Spirit? Is the Holy Spirit really leading my life? Am I really filled with the Holy Spirit? Am I doing something that I need to repent of right now because of what I just read? Day and night, you have to meditate, especially where we're living in today. If we don't delight in the law, which is the word of God, day and night, we will miss the mark. We will not know if our life really measure up, because you cannot measure your life by my life. You can't look at me and say, maybe if I do like she's doing, I'll get somewhere. No, your life has to be measured up by the power of God in the time and the places where he's working with you. Because everybody is different. But we're still children of the Most High God, walking by the same rules and minding the same thing. The word meditate, as the word Selah in the Bible. I'm sure that we've read the Bible and we've seen the word Selah. It don't mean keep on going. It means stop. Think about what you just read and see if you're measured up to what you have just read. And if you are not measured up, measuring up to what you just read, stop and get that straight. That's how you become a child of God with power. That's the only way you can have power. When you meditate and think and then look within yourself. Don't look at brother or sister so and so. Look at yourself. Where are you? It doesn't matter where the other person is or where the other people are. It matters to God where you are. Where are you? Where am I? Where do I stand in this word? How how am I measuring up? Because he said every man is going to be paid according as his or her work should be. So I cannot work like Sister Rose because God has given her a direction to go. I think they were singing another, make sure that you're on the right street and you'll get the right blessing. Oh, hallelujah. The law of the Lord, which is the word of God, is meditated upon in order that it will shape our thinking. It will shape our attitude and our action. I'm going to say that again. Meditating on the word of God, or reading the word of God, studying the word of God, staying in the word of God, knowing the word of God, rehearsing the word of God, going over the word of God over and over and over and over again will shape our thinking. It will shape our attitude. And then it will shape our action. That's a big one there. The next verse says, when you delight in the law of the Lord and meditate on it day and night, you shall be like a tree. Planted by the rivers, with an S, of water. You shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water and bring it forth fruit, his fruit, in his season. Then it said his leaf, not leaves, his leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. We're going to stop there. 4, 5, and 6 tell you about the ungodly. We know about those people, right? But we're talking about this, and he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. What is that telling us? Now we know water represents the Holy Ghost. In this verse here, the water represents the Holy Ghost. And he plants us in God and our roots as we are filled with the Spirit of God. Our roots goes down very deep. The scripture said, he that is planted by God shall flourish in the courts of the Lord. Woo, hallelujah. See, this is spiritual. This is spiritual. This is what God wants us to be like. He said, you shall be like a tree. Go anywhere. Go anywhere where there is water and a tree is planted by that water, and look at that tree. It doesn't matter what come or go, that tree is still strong and green. The leaves keep on because of the water, and you don't have to water that tree. That tree is watered automatically because it's planted by water. Now, this is a thinking, just a thinking course today. You shall be like a tree that's planted by the water. The water being the Spirit of God, the Holy Ghost dwelling within you after you have studied and meditated. Yeah, I probably could hold it in my hand and do better. Go around the other side. This other side. You got to go this way. That's human technology. That's what happened. You got it. Okay. Okay. And as we were saying that when we meditate on the word of God, we question ourselves, is God issuing a command I must obey? Is my spirit in harmony with what the Holy Spirit is saying right now, what I'm reading? Is there a promise here for me to claim, like last Sunday? God planted Jehovah Rapha in the building by visitation of the angels that's hung over this place. He planted those spirits there, and there was a promise that we could have claimed because it came through the Holy Spirit. So is there a promise in what he's saying to somebody today right now? Because he wouldn't tell me to stand up here even in my vision to read this psalm. Is there a promise here for me to claim? You've already planted your desire in this ground. Now you have to claim the promise of what you planted in this ground. There's no need was to put your seed there. Don't expect anything. I'm just put it there because they say we can put it there and this is going to happen. What's in your heart? Man, look on the outward appearance, but God say, I deal only with your heart. Is this passage or what I'm saying today revealing a particular sin I must strive to avoid? Is he trying to show me my shortcomings? Is he trying to show me my weaknesses? Is he trying to get me right because, you know, down the road something's going to happen that I'm going to need the Holy Ghost and fire to bring me through? Is this passage that I'm reading today expressing a truth about God's salvation, sin in the world, or my personal obedience on which I need to be enlightened by the Holy Spirit? Is he trying to enlighten you or me concerning a godly living man or woman? Am I godly? Am I living a godly life everywhere I go? It's a question we have to ask ourselves. Not about anybody else. It's not about nobody. It's not about me. It's about what the Spirit is saying that he wants us to hear today. The outcome of those who faithfully seek God and His word is life in the Spirit. Those who are instructed by God and abide in His word will receive an unfailing source of life from the Spirit. Say unfailing. Unfailing. Say unfailing. You will receive because you are planted in the Spirit of God, and the Spirit of God is flowing in and through you. You will receive an unfailing reservoir of wisdom and knowledge and understanding in any situation you find yourself in. Help us, Holy Ghost. Those who are instructed by God and abide in His word will receive this resource. That's our resource and our source. The word of God. If you're not reading and rereading and meditating and delightful to do it, not in a rush, in a hurry, I'm going to read the Bible. So if anybody asks, yes, I read a scripture today. I read the Bible today. But what did you read? Did the Spirit of God move in your spirit? Did it move in your heart? Did you feel the presence of the Holy Ghost as he flowed through you? Anybody can feel water. We was at the restaurant to the pastor's birthday the other day. I don't know what happened, but something happened. He was sitting at the table, and whatever he was eating, he was wondering, was somebody pouring some water on your feet? He said, somebody wasting water on my feet? No water nowhere. He said, the feet felt so cool like water was being poured on his feet. You see, if If you understand the Holy Ghost, He will work anywhere. If you can recognize that He's doing something special for you, and you say out of your mouth, oh my God, God is doing something in my feet. Something is working in my feet that is supernatural, because ain't nobody pouring out no water, but I feel it running over my feet. Do you feel the Holy Spirit running over you when you're in a problem or in a situation or in a condition? The Holy Ghost is moving and giving you wisdom, giving you knowledge in the midst of your storm. Oh, hallelujah. Here's what He said. This is what He showed me in my dream. Oh, Holy Ghost. You see, I'm done with the paper. Now I'm going to do with what He showed me. In St. John, the 7th chapter, in the 38th verse. I believe it would be good for you to sit down with your commentary and your books and study that first Psalms. Yes. It is so powerful for your life. It is important for you to have it.
Thank you, God.
The 7th chapter and the 38th verse is on the screen. Everybody read what you see on the screen. What you see up there? If you believe as what? Now that is an important point. If you believe, he that believeth continually, always, forever, on me, Jesus. As the scripture has said, as the scripture had said, not like the preacher say, not as the sources that they use, but if you believe as the scripture has said, out of his what? Out of the innermost of his being, out of the Holy Ghost on the inside, out of that river that you have been planted by, through the power of the Holy Ghost, he said, out of that shall flow rivers. And that's an S on that one.
Rivers.
Out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water. And it says in the 39th verse, but this spake he of the Spirit, which they that believe on him should receive, for the Holy Ghost was not yet given, because that Jesus was not yet glorified. He said, I'm going away, and I'm going to send you a power. I'm going to send you something that will never fail. It's going to be with you forever. And anything that come along your pathway, sisters, ain't quit. Anything that come along your pathway, it's because that you are filled with the Holy Ghost. And I don't know if they put the topic that he gave me. The topic was, you got my topic back there? The topic is, no room, and I'm about done the message when I do this. No room, no vacancies, I'm all filled up. No room, no vacancies, I'm all filled up. Filled up with what? The Holy Ghost and power, with fire and anointing, and no weapon that formed against me can prosper, because I'm all filled up. He said, filled up. And I wanted to get a big job, but he said, no. He said, no. This little jar represents the smallness of the heart. Heart is a small thing. It's not a big thing. If you go to the doctor and the doctor tell you that you have an enlarged heart, that's not a good report. Because a heart is supposed to be a small thing, but that little heart runs the whole body. Blood goes from the heart throughout every inch of your body. Cells send you from the crown of your head to the sole of your feet and back to the heart again. This heart, the Bible says, I hide the word in my heart that I might not sin against the Lord. And he said, I'm going and I'm going to send you the Holy Ghost that's going to fill you up. That's going to walk and talk with you.
Yes.
You see, sand, I could have filled this with sand. I just saw on the TV the other day a sandstorm. Sand is like chaff. It blows away.
Yes.
So he doesn't tell me to fill this up with sand. I could fill it up with wood. It'll be filled, right?
Yes.
But wood will burn.
Yes.
Hallelujah. He said, fill it up with change. Because he said, money is a defense. And the Holy Ghost is a defense. And he said, when you don't have no more, if you have all the money you need, you can go in any store.
Right.
You could go on any car lot.
You could travel anywhere.
You could go on any property. And if you got the right dollars, it doesn't even matter your face if you got money talks. Money talks anywhere. I don't care. They don't like you. If you pull out the dollars and it meet that criteria, they'll sell you anything. Even if you're too young to buy it, you got the dollars because they've done it. They will sell it to you. So money is a defense. And the Holy Ghost is a defense. Just like I said, if you have enough money, you can go anywhere and you can buy cash. That's what the dope dealers do. They buy cash. That's what those people that have a lot of money, they buy their house cash. They use untraceable funds. They do cash. Because they have enough of it. Nobody can stop them when they have enough of money. That's in the natural. You don't have to say, I'm going to put down so much. The house is $100,000. I will give you $100,000 cash. Oh, hallelujah. Money, 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 money. We got all the money we need. Because we got the Holy Ghost, which is a defense. Oh, hallelujah. He said, take your little jar, which is your heart. See, this lesson that he's talking to today comes out of your heart. If you meditate in your heart day and night on the word of God, he said, I will fill you. I will start to feel you. Everybody will be able to see it. Where that Phyllis? I told Phyllis she was going to be pouring out this money for me. I'm still 78 and I still have pain today. You know, I can't jump all around like I used to. Hallelujah. Everybody can see this little jar? Think about your heart. Think about your heart. She don't know what I was going to do. She just said yes. I didn't tell nobody. This here represents your heart. Clear. Clean. You see what happened? Notice this jar. It's clear. Nothing is in it, but it's clean, right? You see, if you keep your heart clean and clear and don't have nothing in it, you know what's going to happen? If nothing is in there, the devil going to come and make his abode in there, even though it's clean, because the Bible said when the house is clean and the enemy goes out because you done sent him out, get out of me, I hate you, I love the Lord and everything, and you send that enemy out. He said, if you don't, put this jar, take this jar, take this jar, take this jar, put it down there. Oh, hallelujah, Jesus. Take this. It's heavy. Pour a little at a time. He said, if you have this clean heart and you don't feel it, don't put all a lot of, just you start out with reading in the word. Just stick the little thing down in there. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Don't put a lot. Just get the bottom. That's enough, that's enough, that's enough. You start reading the word. You start meditating on the word. Hallelujah. Take that wrapper one out. Take that wrapper one out. That's the overflow. Mm-hmm. He said, now he showed this to me in my sleep. So I didn't conjure this up to come show you nothing because I ain't about nothing. I'm about God. And getting people with the power and anointing to be who they supposed to be. He said, you start out with the bottom of the heart, begin to get filled up with the spirit. You start to get a little joy, a little joy. You start to get a little power. Start to feel a little good. Hallelujah. And you're going for a while. You're going for a while. Hallelujah. Because you got the house is clean, so you start reading and meditating on this word. And you get a little bottom of the jar full. The bottom of the heart got to get full. Now, if you run on with that, that got a lot of room for the devil to still work. There's still place for him to come post some thoughts in there. There's some still place for the enemy to show you some discouragement, show you some frustrations. You still will get frustrated, upset, weary, mad, want to throw something. Because that's just a little bit. Just a little bit. Okay? When the Bible say a man for is of his own household. I think we got enough problem going on in our house that we need to worry about nobody else outside. I think the devil is kicking and knocking down doors and scratching up and kicking up inside the houses. In the house. But when you see that happening, you got to begin to do like the lesson say. Meditate on the word and say, am I really filled? Do I need a little bit more of the power of the Holy Ghost? Do I need a little bit more anointing? You run to the word and you begin to read. No weapon formed against me can prosper, says the Lord. You run and you put a little bit more of the Spirit of God in you. You put a little bit more of the Spirit of God in you. Just a little at a time. That's enough. That's enough. Shake it around and make sure you're getting tight down in there. The topic says, no room, no vacancies. I'm all filled up with the Holy Ghost and power. It ain't no devil in hell have no room to take me or touch me. All he can do is throw stones. But then when he throws stones, you said, oh, wait a minute. He's throwing a stone at me. I felt something real. This thing getting to me. This getting to me. You're getting to me. Then you all of a sudden you read and say, he tell you over there in the book, he said, the shield of faith. In Ephesians 6, put on the shield of faith. You run, you say, okay, I got to get the shield of faith. God, give me the shield of faith. Put it up some more. Give me the shield of faith. Increase my faith. Pour a little bit more in there. Increase my faith, God. I need some more faith because it's getting to me. I need to throw up my shield. I need to have that every day. When the enemy come in like a flood, the Holy Ghost lifts up a standard. I live up my faith so I get a little bit more of the Holy Ghost anointing. I get a little bit more of the power. I get a little bit more defense. You go a little further. Move down the line a little further. Are you feeling good? Your joy is coming up. Your faith is coming up. Your understanding and wisdom is being enlightened. You're seeing a little light. But there's still room for the enemy to come in and to do things to get you going backwards again. To get you down. Get you not trusting in what he said. Not believing his word in what he said. You ain't no sinner. You just need a little bit more of the anointing of the Holy Ghost. You just need a little bit more power to trust him. You said, oh, wait, God. My God said this. He said, your money get low. Your bills are not paid. You look at your bank account. It's not enough in there. And you want to do the things that is right. You want to be able to pay on time. But the Bible says a good name is rather to be chosen than great riches. You want to be able to take care of things in order. You want to be a light to the world of the people that you have taken or used their products. You want to pay them on time. You want to keep a good credit. And you see like the funds get a little low. But you run back to the word. And you look in the word. And it says, my God says he shall supply my every need according to his riches and glory. So I don't need to worry. I just got to get a little bit more faith.
I got to get a little bit more courage. I got to put it in my heart. I got to get it in my heart. I got to get it out of my head, out of my mouth, in my heart. I got to get a little bit more. Then you feel a little confident. Because all of a sudden, God touched somebody's heart. God touched somebody's heart. And they walk by you, Brother Pega, and they slap your hand. And when you look, it's enough to pay that light bill that you started to worry about. But when you went back and said, God, I believe your word. You say you're going to supply, so I'm not going to worry about it. And all of a sudden, God sees that your heart is really in place. And he has somebody slap the amount that you needed. And then you get a little bit more joy. You get a little bit more confidence. You get a little bit more boldness that you can speak out the word of God. Because the Holy Ghost now is filling up that heart. Not that head, but that heart. You don't have to have it in the bank. You just got to have faith in your heart. You got to have nothing else but the power of the Holy Ghost. You go for a while. Light bill paid, the water bill paid. Everything is done. I feel good in my sanctified soul. I could go to church and wave my hand. I could testify on what the Lord did. He blessed me when I needed a blessing. He touched me. And all of a sudden, you go to the doctor. You got an appointment to get a physical. And here they're talking all kind of stuff that and telling you got pains and situations where you didn't even know you had parts. They start telling you all kind of stuff. Ah, they sign you can't do this and you can't get that. You can't have this and tell you you're going to die in such and such a time if you don't do this. And we got to do this and we got to do that. And we get worried. We get upset. We get stressed. We get scared. Hallelujah. Then we walk around and we can't lift our hands in the sanctuary like we want to because we're thinking about what the doctor said. We're thinking about how it's going to go, how we're going to make it. Hallelujah. Then you get a little down. But when you remember in your heart, when you call on the Lord in your heart and you say, Jesus, thou son of David, you promised that with your stripes I am healed. You said healing was provided in the atonement. I'll never leave you, nor will I forsake you. I am able. I am Alpha. I'm Omega. I'm the beginning. I'm the end. I'm everything. I'm everything you need. Call my name. Call me up. Central is never busy. Always on the line. You can help from heaven all the time. Not yet, not yet. Shake it around, shake it down. Where there ain't no room. Hallelujah. Then your faith rise. You tell that doctor, yes, sir, Mr. Doctor. That's when your faith rise. That's when the anointing rise up. You can't do it on your own. It had to come out of your heart. You got to know that you know that you know that this is what the word says. Hallelujah. And you know that in your heart, you will be able to say, right, Sister Pegot, doctor or doctor. What you say is what you know. I'm not disputing you, but I know that I know a man called Jesus, and he said with his stripes I'm already healed. I might have to go through a process, but I'm healed. I might have to go through some deals, but I'm healed. And I'm not going to take no for an answer. You're not going to tell me, and I'm going to believe it, that I have to do this the rest of my life. My life is not in your hands. He shall be like a tree planted where the roots goes deep that nothing can move you. No word, nobody, and what nobody does can move you, because you know in whom you believe, and you are persuaded that he is able to keep that which you have committed unto him that day. It ain't about man. It's not about you. It's about what God says. He said, do you believe it? Shake it up, shake it up. Shake it down hard. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And then when they come back, because your faith stood strong, it came back and they say, we find nothing. Because of your faith and because of the word of your testimony, he said, you will be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that bringeth forth its fruit in its season. He said, money is a defense, but the Holy Ghost is defense in your heart. He said, get me in your heart. Trust me in your heart. Live by your heart through the word of God. You praise him. Hallelujah. Here's a shaky. You got plenty more in there? You got another one? You got to be full. You got to open that. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You go a little while. You get that healing. You get that deliverance. You might have went through a little something, something. But you got it. Because you knew that the word of God said you have been taking pleasure in meditating day and night. Those nights when you can't sleep, it's not because you can't sleep. He wants you to meditate. I couldn't sleep last night. Hallelujah. I said, God, I want to be sleeping. I call for the sleep angel. I call for everything. But he had a few more things he wanted to tell me. So I couldn't sleep. I had to meditate on that first psalm. Hallelujah. He said your faith will make you whole. He said you live by faith and not by sight. The only sight you live in is the sight of the Holy Ghost. We walk a little further. We get our healing if we believe. If we trust in the Lord. If we hope in him. If we fill our hearts with the things of God and the word. You see, your words cannot match the words of God unless you're saying what he's saying. Because your words is going to end up negative. Your words are going to end up in fear. You might say it out of your mouth, but then your heart become fear. So anytime your heart become fear, it means that you're not filled all the way to the brim, trusted in this true and living God, because he never failed. He never failed. So with all of what you have gone through, with all of what you have gotten, with all of the strength you feel you have, if you're not filled to the brim with this defense of the Holy Ghost, with the defense of the Holy Ghost, and he said this money represents the defense of the Holy Ghost. Chains don't burn up in fire. You have all the paper dollars you want, and if you get a fire, they're going to burn up. But change, you don't burn in the fire. No, do it burn? You stay there and you go in that house, you find all the change. Any dollars they had is gone. So he said, this is defense. He wants you to see it, this little clear heart. Then you say, okay, I'm doing pretty good, brother. No matter what I'm going through, what I see, I'm going to praise God. I'm going to give him glory. I'm going to give him honor. I'm not going to let the devil pull me down that I can't worship. I know what people know. I know what scientists know. I know what those people know. But I know more about what God knows. He knows all about your struggle. He knows where your pains are. He knows where your situation are. He knows your desires of your heart. He knows what you want. But he said, I can't do unless you trust me. Say, okay, I need a little bit more faith, because I know down, you learn that down the road, see if it run over. And after a while, by and by, it's attainable, y'all. After a while, by and by, you got to be able to get the top on it. Ooh. It's heavy. All kind of change in here. That's not, you got pennies, the small faith. You got nickels, the next size faith. You got dimes, you get a little closer. You got quarters, you get a little closer. You got silver dollars and gold dollars in here. You get a little closer. And now you get to the top where it's full
and running over. It said, no room can hardly close it. It's full. You got a full defense. You got some change there? Oh, he never runs out. It never runs out. Put it in the bag. It never runs out. When your heart gets full of the anointing of the Holy Ghost, flowing out of your belly, flowing, you're able to share it with somebody else. You're able to pour it out. You're able to say, brother, it's all right. And you're not just saying it to make him feel good. You know that it's all right. And this brother will, you got a kindred spirit. He'll catch it and say, yes, I believe it. I know it is all right. And he begin to shout and dance because he's filled with the Holy Ghost. And there's still more. There's still some left over. Hallelujah. Whenever you need some more, you go to the royal. I picked this color. You go to the royal king. He said, I give it to you according to my riches and glory. And my riches come through the power of the Holy Ghost. You don't have no need to fail. You don't have no need to doubt. You don't have no need to worry. When you are filled with the Holy Ghost, it's a defense. Don't worry about what's going on in your house. He said, when those disciples say, Lord, and I'm done, we have left all to follow him. Can we leave all to follow Jesus? Can we leave all? He said, those that leave mother and father and house and land, who forsake all these things to follow me in this life, you will have a hundredfold. Meaning that everything in this book that he has promised. Say promise. Say everything. You see, you won't know about the everything if you're not reading and meditating on the word. If you're not meditating on the word, you might hear the word everything. You might know that he said everything. But if it's not in your heart that he can do everything for you. You know, there's a whole lot of people believe that they could pray for you and God will heal you, but God don't heal them. Oh, I believe he'll do it for over there, but what about you? You need the deliverance. You need the victory. You need to be able to stand in the face of the enemy. You need to be able to overcome every situation. He said you overcome by the word of the testimony. And you will not fail. His blood, his power, do not fail. If you are filled, there's no room in here. There's no vacancy because the top can hardly go on. It's sticking out to the top. Because this is filled with all the kind of change there is. Down to the silver dollar, down to the gold dollar. Dimes, nickels, and pennies. He said, everyone represent my power. To the 110th, if there is anything like that. He said it represented. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We can't lose. We got everything. We got it all, y'all. And that's what he wants you to know today. Everything you need is wrapped up in your faith and the anointing that you have of God in your heart. And when you find yourself not doing those things or not receiving those things, check your heart. Check your heart. The ungodly are not like this here, y'all. The ungodly is not supposed to be operating better than us. He said, the ungodly are not so. They are blown to and fro. But we are stable. We are victorious. He said, I am the Lord God and I lie not. You can have everything and be fervent and fervor and powerful. Does anybody want to be filled to the running over with the Holy Ghost power? All you got to do is lift your hand and say, God, do it for me. God, do it for me. And I will study and read your word. I will meditate on your word. I will live according to your word. I will not lose. I will not lose. I will not lose. I will not lose. You don't have to lose. You will not have to lose. Now you lift your hand and tell God, thank you. Thank you for filling me. 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 Fill me to the brim, Lord. Run me over that I may be able to flow over to someone else. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Delight yourself in the Lord, and he will give you the desires of your heart. The young man back there with the tie, the white shirt with the tie. Yes, sir. Come up here. Release your glory.